This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are very happy to welcome back Paula Schroeder from Aging Matters in Brevard. They do wonderful things in our community, and we're here today to talk about, is it a new service or?
Nope, not really. We started back in 2016, and it's a program called Pets on Wheels.
I like that.
And a lot of people know about Meals on Wheels. But this is a program for our clients who do receive Meals on Wheels, who also have pets, cats and dogs specifically. And they oftentimes cannot afford to feed them, or maybe they can't get out to get pet food. So what we do is once a month we deliver pet food. And it really is a nationally recognized program. Of course, everything we do is specific to Brevard County. But the Meals on Wheels across the country realize how important it is to make sure the pets are fed, because if the pets aren't fed, the Meals on Wheels clients will give them their food.
Oh, right.
And we want them to get their nutrition. And we also know how important the pets are in seniors' lives. Companions, security systems, psychological counselors, they fulfill a lot of different roles. This is a partnership that we actually have with the Brevard Humane Society. And what happens is people donate food to the Humane Society, and then we give them a list of all of our people, what kind of pets they have, what their weights are, and then they organize all the food, and we then have volunteers who go out and deliver the pet food once a month. And these are separate from our regular Meals on Wheels volunteers. It's an opportunity for people maybe who work during the week that can't take that time off during the day, but they can deliver once a month on a Saturday. So it's really a win-win-win for all kinds of different people. It's a great program. People love it. The seniors are so appreciative, knowing that they're going to have some food for their companions. And if people want to donate food, they can bring it to any of the Molly Mutt thrift shops, which there's one in downtown Melbourne. There's one on Palm Bay Road, and there's one up in Rockledge, too. Then they will make sure that it gets up to their central location and designate it for Pets on Wheels. We have a particular need now for canned dog food, because a lot of our seniors have older pets as well, and their teeth aren't so good, so they need that softer food.
How would someone get involved if they wanted to help deliver the food?
That is something that I coordinate. Call our general phone number and ask for Paula. And that is 321-639-8770. I will tell you, we have a very dedicated group of volunteers who don't very often give up their delivery days.
So you might have to have a waiting
list. Yes, you might have to wait a little bit. But we have been able to utilize a couple dozen people doing that, and it's just great.
Oh, they have to be existing Meals on Wheels
clients. Right.
And if they're interested, is there a waiting list now? I know in the past you've said that there have been.
For Meals on Wheels?
Yes.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. It's the demand is much greater than we are able to accommodate. However, I would never discourage anyone from calling. We have a lot of different ways of getting people on the program. It's a very valuable service for people, and we want to serve as many people as we possibly can.
Aging Matters in Brevard provide Meals on Wheels and Pets on Wheels.
Right.
And if you'd like more information, they do have a website.
AgingMattersBrevard.org.
All right. Paula, thank you
All
so
right.
much.
Thank you, Terry.